First, let me admit that I enjoyed the Three Stooges almost all the way through, in spite of the fact that I have never found the original Three Stooges particularly funny, even when I was a kid. Maybe because you know they're imitating somebody else, Chris Diamantopoulos, Sean Hayes, and Will Sasso seem less brutal than the original trio, and writer-director Bobby and Peter Farrelly use less of the dangerous-looking finger pokes into the eyeballs than Moe and Curly Howard and Larry Fine did. They do admit that the Stooges' type of slapstick comedy is dangerous, though, in a little bit at the end, where they also show how it is done by professionals and not pleased by you. The Three Stooges, like the Muppets, also refrained from modernizing anything, even to the extent of leaving out their usual signature vulgarity, limiting themselves to just one flatulation joke, one that is, at least to me, both original and funny. And the only sex is Sofia Vergara as the female lead, and she doesn't do anything sexy. She just is in street clothes that don't try to conceal the fact. So you can bring the kiddies if you want to and should enjoy yourself along with them. That being said, you also have to admit that an hour and 45 minutes of such slapstick as the Three Stooges offer gets to be a little bit much, no matter how well done. A lot of the classic lowbrow comics were best seen in short subjects, including Laurel and Hardy, and in my opinion, the Marx Brothers and Monty Python would have been more fun in half-hour chunks. The Three Stooges does have a trifle of a film noir plot about murder and manages something new with the old chestnut about saving the old school from the mortgage foreclosure, and I'd rather see it again than sit through an equal stretch of the originals. But that's about all I can say for it. Jim Erickson, over and out.